Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
I kind of feel like Clark Kent turned into Superman. Hey, let's get it. Family, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, bestselling author and TEDx speaker, Jonathan Jones, and we're glad you're here today with us. But without further ado, before we go any further, I want to take a moment just to shout out those individuals who have been listening and tuning into the podcast from the Ukraine, from Slovakia, from Sweden, from the UK, from Ireland, from Greece, from France, from Qatar, and from the United Arab Emirates. You all are showing major love out there, taking the time to tune into the Speak Your Success Podcast all the way across the globe. We appreciate you vibing with us. And please, please give us a mention on Instagram and Twitter at SYSPodcast1 or using the hashtag SYSP so that we can shout you out by name. We can put a name and a face with who you are so we can just show you the love that you deserve. And we thank you once again for tuning in across those waters. And today, friends, we're going to go ahead and get into the topic. Today, we're talking about mindset. The title of today's episode is What's Your Mindset? And this was all prompted by just a few weeks ago. I'm sure you all remember when I was sharing about being in Atlanta with my dad, and I was co-host of the Write Your Worth conference in Atlanta. And during this time, my dad got up and he began to present something, and this really stuck with me. He said, "The investment that you all will be making, and the reason I charge for my programs, it's not about me getting the money. It's about the mindset shift." And he really wanted the attendees to begin to understand that in order to unlearn some previous ways of operating, some old habits, or in order to get out of that old way of thinking, we have association with money. And ultimately, when we pay money and when we invest in the certain things and when we pay for certain things, we generally appreciate it more because we're tied to it emotionally, especially in African-American culture. I was talking to one of my friends about that the other day, just because the way we're set up, you know, we see money differently and we view money a little bit differently. So today I want to talk about what's your mindset? Because it's so easy for people to say, I desire success, or I'm willing to put forth whatever action I need to do in order to make it happen. But then when it comes time, you're not really about that life. So really, I want us to take a little bit of time today. And we're going to focus on first shifting your mindset. Because, you know, how does that happen? That happens when we first take the time and we self-assess our situation. We see where we are. But, I mean, we have to first really be real with ourselves and seeing where we are and seeing where we desire to go. But next, I even heard it said, if you want to earn more, you have to learn more, right? I heard about Warren Buffett. He's easily top five richest man in the world type situation, or at least in the United States. And he shared in an interview that he takes 6 hours out of his day just to read. 6 hours a day reading. So now when he makes a decision based off those 6 hours that he's read, he's answering from a complete different perspective, or his decisions that he's making are coming from a completely different perspective. That's crazy. 6 hours of reading. Imagine just the type of impact that that has on his decision making ability. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to list off two different types of mindset. And I'm going to let you determine which category you feel that you fall into. These are going to be just five factors or five descriptors of the particular mindsets. Later on Instagram, we're going to post a photo so you can see more information. But I didn't want to go all the way off on that. So I'm going to give you five for the two different mindsets. And then I would love for you to tweet in just so we know. Who are we dealing with? Just so we know how we can hold you accountable, or just so we know how we can encourage you ultimately. Once again, the hashtag is SYSP, or you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and the handle is SYS Podcast 1. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. The first mindset we're going to unpack, we're going to unpack the growth mindset. That's right, the growth mindset. The growth mindset embraces challenges. I'll take that on. The growth mindset also learns from feedback and criticism as well. The growth mindset also view intelligence and talent as something that can be developed. The growth mindset also sees more effort that should be put forth. And lastly, the growth mindset is a mindset that keeps trying and never gives up. Those were the first five descriptors for the growth mindset. Next up, we have the fixed mindset. The fixed mindset avoids challenges. Oh, no. I don't want none of that. No, that looks hard. I don't want to do that. The fixed mindset also ignores criticism. Well, you know, you can improve here, John. Nah, actually, I can't because I'm fine where I am, pretty much. Fixed mindset also sees intelligence and talent as fixed. Well, you know, I graduated college and, you know, this is where I am right now. And this is as smart as I'm going to be. So I'm just going to chill because that's fixed mindset. Next, the fixed mindset also puts forth less effort. I don't want to try. Why do I need to try as hard? I'm not going to succeed anyway. And lastly, the fixed mindset easily gives up. So I know many people have probably heard this breakdown done before. And with us just doing the breakdown between the growth and the fixed mindset, I would love to just hear from some of you, just to hear what your thoughts are on the growth mindset, what your thoughts are on the fixed. Do you think it's true? Do you think it's not? Are you like, this sounds good, but nah, I don't even believe this. Or on the other side, are you one of the people who are like, man, I feel like I fall in a fixed mindset. And I mean, I would love to change that. How can I change that, John? Is that even possible? Well, friend, you came to the right place. This is the Speak Your Success Podcast, where we love to give out applications. So let's go ahead and transition to the application segment. And the first step that is encouraged in order to shift from the fixed mindset to the growth mindset. The first one is learn to hear your fixed mindset's voice. And we're going to have all this information down in the show notes because this was from a website of the doctor who actually came up with this research and came up with the growth and the fixed mindset. And we're going to make sure that we give her a good old mention because she definitely deserves the mention because after all, you know, this is like her baby. So we're definitely gonna give her credit because I didn't come up with this. This was all her. And that is Dr. Carol Dweck. Dr. Carol Dweck. And once again, so step one is to learn to hear your fixed mindset's voice. And for step one, we have a little bit more information. It says, as you approach a challenge, that voice might say to you, are you sure you can do it? Maybe you don't have the talent. What if you fail? You'll be a failure. People will laugh at you for thinking you had a talent if you don't try. You can protect yourself and keep your dignity. You got to pay attention to that voice because that voice is tricky sometimes. That voice will try to talk you out of some things. Step two, you have to recognize that you have a choice. Recognize that you have a choice. And then you get to the place where you interpret challenges and setbacks and criticisms and you see them as your choice. You can interpret them in a fixed mindset as signs that your fixed talents or abilities are lacking. Or you can interpret them in a growth mindset as signs that you need to ramp up your strategies and efforts. Stretch yourself a little bit and expand your abilities. It's up to you. I really like that. Because you have a choice. And sometimes I feel like in our lives, I think it's easy to just eliminate the fact of us having choices, to eliminate and say, you know what, I don't have a choice. My parents were like this. I grew up with them. So I'm only going to get as far as they got. And I think that's where we can easily go wrong if we're not careful. However, once we understand that we do have a choice, then we put ourselves in position to make the best decision for ourselves and ultimately for the long-term trajectory of our lives. So what would you choose? Like, do you want to stay in a box forever and just be in a spot to where you can't be happy? You're like, or do you want to say, man, let me stop playing. Let me get my life together. And ultimately, let me just wrap this thing up. So that's just my thoughts. Step three, you talk back to it with the growth mindset voice. As you approach a challenge, the fixed mindset says, are you sure you can do it? Maybe you don't have the talent. I wish y'all could see me. I'm really just like rocking my head, right? I'm having fun with this. The growth mindset answers, I'm not sure I can do it now, but I think I can learn with time and effort. That's powerful. That's some good stuff right there. Saying no, maybe not right now, but ultimately if I invest into myself by learning, by reading, by studying, then I'll be in a position to succeed. Man, let's go. Let's get it. Step four, as we prepare to close off all the steps, this is the final step. And step four says, take the growth mindset action. Over time, which voice you heed to becomes pretty much your choice. Whether you take on the challenge wholeheartedly, whether you learn from your setback and try again, or if you hear the criticism and act on it, is now in your hands. We're going to make sure to leave the information down in the show notes so you can find out more information on Dr. Carroll if you'd like, as well as you can find out more about the growth mindset as well as the fixed mindset. Whew. So you all, as I've dropped the handles multiple times today, I want to hear from you. I want to hear what your thoughts are. I want to hear what you like. I want to hear what you don't like. I want to hear what you want to hear more of. So let us know. Drop us a line. Use the hashtag SYSP, or you can just tweet us at SYSPodcast1. And now we're going to take this time, and now we're going to transition to our newest segment. And just before I get into it, I just want to say a shout out to Barry, who is at Podcast in Color. And this week I hopped on Barry's, I guess we would call it a Podcast in Color Twitter meetup type situation, or a Twitter chat, because Barry put this up on Twitter, giving individuals the opportunity to connect with other podcasts and to find out more about other podcasts. And I found some true gems while I was on there. I found some true gems with some other podcasters. And so now the newest segment is what we're going to entitle, What Are You Listening To? Give me a little sound effect, please. And I'm going to go ahead and share the titles of the podcast I've been vibing out to this week. And this is not all of the podcasts I listen to, but I want to just do a couple so that each one can get its just due when the time comes. First up, and they're in no particular order. First up is the Black Girl Bravado podcast. The hosts are Miss B and Miss Germany with an I. Germany with an I. I was listening to their podcast earlier this week, just hearing how they were giving real tangible application, just like we love on the Speak Your Success podcast. Tangible application is what we need, as well as motivation and encouragement. I'm here for it, ladies. Keep on doing it. Keep on pushing it out. I'll continue to stay locked in. Also, next up, we have the Recovering Party Girls podcast with my new best friends, Miss Adriana and Miss Natoya Ebony. These ladies have me rolling, okay? I probably listened to like two or three episodes today, and they are off the chain. Just with these stories that they tell, just with the whole breakdown of the podcast. I mean, I love it. They are pure entertainment, and there's some intellectuals as well. So I'm here for it, ladies. We'll continue to connect on Twitter, and I'll continue to follow you as well. Last but not least, we have TK in the AM. And your hosts are TK and Mr. Conscious. And man, their podcast, I love it because they just vibe off each other's energy. They just go in really relevant topics. They unpack all the hot news. And of course, they give you some good jams as well. But I'm definitely here for it. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to hop into the podcast meetup, if that's what you call it. But Barry, I appreciate what you're doing, and Podcast in Color is the real MVP. So make sure you check out these podcasts, and be sure to give these people reviews. Be sure to give these people likes and shares, because if you don't, you'll get called out, especially by the Recovery Girls podcast, because Adriana and Natoya, they be calling people out. So we're going to go ahead and transition to the next segment. This is my favorite segment. This is a segment entitled The Winner Circle of the Week. If this is your first time listening to the Speak Your Success podcast, every Friday we identify and highlight an individual who is out here getting it. Sometimes it's an entrepreneur. It might be a student. It might be your mama. I don't know. However, we love to highlight somebody who is striving for excellence and showing us what that really looks like. So without further ado, can I get a drum roll, please? Today's Winner Circle inductee is Miss Raven Turner. One more time, her name is Raven Turner. Raven Turner is a motivational speaker, and she's the author of her book entitled Pushed. Raven has impacted thousands of lives, sharing her story of turning her adversity into an advantage. Come on, Raven, help us out. Be sure to check her out on IG as well as Twitter at Raven_ambition, Ravens_ambition. And when it comes to Ms. Turner, she has an unshakable work ethic. She has desire to become the best speaker, motivational speaker in the world. And I've seen her work ethic. I see how hungry this young lady is. She has literally turned speaking into her new sport because she used to run track at PVA&M University. And I was like, did you ever win any medals? And then she pulled out like all these gold medals. I was like, oh, okay, my bad. I guess you won a few. I guess you might be kind of quick. That's cool. But Miss Turner, continue to do you, continue to be great, and continue to raise the standard of excellence for what it means to be a Black excellence representer. Thank you, ma'am. One more time, can you give a round of applause to Miss Raven Turner? And now our quote of the week. And the quote of the week is just something that we want to leave you with going into the weekend, because you know we don't do another episode until Monday for Monday Motivation. However, this week's quote of the week goes like this. When you change your mindset, you'll change your life. I believe this is a Dr. Fred Jones original. That's my dad. Once again, it says, when you change your mindset, you will change your life. And I know that to be true, because when you come to a period of awakening, or when you become quote unquote woke, and then you start to see things from a different angle, then you start to realize that you have choices, just like we talked about with the growth and the fixed mindset. You have choices, and you can make decisions to ultimately put you in a better space. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's with the information that you're receiving. Maybe it's just ultimately with where you decide to pursue a career, or maybe even start something new. So friends, let us this week prepare to change our mindset, so that we ultimately can change our lives for the better. As we get ready to close out the show, we would like to just encourage you and let you know that if you've enjoyed the podcast, if we've added value to you in any way, shape, or form, we would like if you just left us a helpful Apple review, just so that we can continue to move up the charts. And as we move up the charts, of course, that gives us the opportunity to impact more lives and encourage more people. So we definitely appreciate all those individuals who like, share, rate, and review. We're down and we're here for it. As well as if you would like us to unpack a topic for you, be sure to reach out to us at SYS Podcast One on Twitter and Instagram. Or even if you would like to sponsor the podcast because you believe in the message and believe what we're doing, feel free to send an email to Jonathan@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. And once again, that's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, at JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Now we're going to go ahead and get out of here, friends. And I need you to say it with me with a little bit of conviction, so our friends in the Ukraine and across the seas can hear us. Speak your success. Believe. believe in your greatness and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?